This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 548, How IELTS Perfectionism Stops Progress.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn how being a perfectionist about IELTS may actually lead to lower scores, especially in writing. Listen up to learn a better way to produce high-level essays.
Hey there, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, okay. Doing really well. Good. Just looking at a long list of tasks to accomplish.
Yeah.
But there's a good reason to put in as many hours as I can in the next few days because James and I get to take 10 days off together. So I'm just working ahead a bit, but it's worth it.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Those vacations are so important for our state of mind, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even just after having two days of not thinking about work or, you know, putting in any significant work time makes a difference. But having like a super long chunk, you know, like a week or more, that's a game changer, really.
Really good. Oh, it helps so much. I just came back from Nicaragua. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. We need it. We're human beings. We're not designed to just work all the time, right? And that's when we're at our most creative, when we've been out in the world doing things.
Totally. Yes, because that is where the creative energy comes from is all of the outside life stuff. Yep. You don't like learn about interesting perspectives or change your opinion by doing an IELTS listening test, right?
Right.
You grow, your mind grows by experiencing the world. So
I agree.
Even though it is hard for Lindsay and I to carve out that time because we want to just dedicate our time to work and creating for our students and, you know, but luckily we have outside forces that make us take this time off.
Thank goodness for those outside forces that don't allow us to work 24/7.
I know, right? I know. Okay. But this is directly connected to what we're talking about today, guys. So we know that there are a lot of you guys out there have similar personalities to Lindsay and I, right? Mm-hmm. Some would say perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And this can get in the way. It does get in the way of actually getting things done and actually doing your best, right?
Oh, yeah.
We can't have things perfect most of the time.
This is so true. I mean, that's why on the other podcast, All There's English, we say connection, not perfection, right? That is that's our belief. That's our most basic belief when it comes to learning English is that we should always put connection at the front, at the top. That's our ultimate goal. It's not being perfect. But when it comes to something like studying for a test or getting a project done, it's also important to be careful of perfectionism, right?
Yes. So this calls to mind the recent episode with Eliza Jane where she said her, she got this from her like students who are lawyers or something. And I love this phrase. And we're going to expand on this a little bit today, guys, to see how it applies to your IELTS studies. So the phrase was perfectionism leads to procrastination, which leads to paralysis. So how do you think this could get in the way for our IELTS students?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's so many ways it could get in the way, but just this idea of, you know, when we are operating in a perfectionistic mentality, it's almost like we don't want to start because we don't want to start until everything is perfect or until we know that we can do it perfectly because anything less is failure to us. But that just causes us to get paralyzed and we actually never build the skills that we need.
Totally. This is, man, that's so true. Like, there's no perfect time for anything. There isn't, guys. Life does not allow for perfect times.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you have a couple hours, really, where you're like, oh my gosh, like everything is really, just perfect right now. Guys, life isn't like that. And that's, you know, some of the joy, some of the sorrow, whatever. That's just the way it is. But that's so true with just even starting in IELTS, guys. Like, you're not going to be at like the perfect level of English, let's say. Like, I think sometimes students are saying like, oh, my English isn't good enough yet. I can't start studying IELTS. And then you stop even improving your English because you just get discouraged. And sometimes, guys, you have to jump in, right?
Yeah.
As I've said before, action cures fear. So you just have to start just one thing at a time. Just start on that list, right? Get into a course and just start learning, start studying.
Yeah. And I think that there's a unique aspect to this for our listeners as well that makes it especially difficult is the money factor. You know, you guys know that you're going to be spending a lot of money to take this exam, right? So that almost might compound this perfectionism. And you might say, oh, I'm not going to sign up for the test yet because it's expensive. So I'm going to wait until my English is perfect, even if you're not telling yourself that. So when you add the layer of an investment on top of this perfectionism idea, it gets even worse.
It's really easy to let more excuses get in the way, especially if they're linked to how you see your life or other anxieties in your life. So like if you're, let's say, like you want to move to another country because you could earn more money there, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to get this degree because it's going to help you earn more money in the future, but you're worried about finances now. So that means you're not going to invest in that future goal. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to let right now, the present, get in the way of really just having the life you want in the future, right? So then people don't study, then they are up to the deadline. And then we get these emails like, I have to get an 8 tomorrow. Yeah. What do I do? Right? So like, just, you need to look at the time you have and be realistic. You need to invest now so you don't take the test 5 times, right? Because that's a lot of money, you guys. So let's cure it. Let's dedicate these next 2 months. Don't take another exam. Just don't waste your money.
Yeah.
Get into our course, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then only take it once more and be done. So we got a question from a student about how the perfectionism gets in the way of her writing.
Yes.
I like this question, guys. I think you're going to identify with some of the aspects in here.
Okay.
Lindsay, can you read that?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and read it and then we'll see if we can offer an answer for our listener here.
Cool.
Okay. So she says, hi there. My biggest IELTS fear is writing task 1 and 2. I think I won't be able to accomplish the second task even if it were in my native language. I've always struggled a lot with my academic writing tasks in school and in college because I'm very meticulous and perfectionistic, but not in a good way. I never find the right words, and when I finally manage to write the first idea, then I immediately want to start changing the structure of the sentence to add more sentences to my paragraph. This wasn't such a big problem during my college years because I had more than 40 minutes to complete my essays or my research projects, but now I'm really scared that I won't be able to complete the task on time. Oh boy, I feel completely lost.
Hello, awesome IELTS students. If you're looking for a better way to increase those writing scores, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. You can be just like our students, like Ani, who got a 7.5 in writing, or Vitor, who got an 8.5 in writing. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and start preparing today. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So there's a few things to pick out from there. The first is that she's worried about sentence structure and not having like impressive enough sentences, it sounds like. So, okay, you're not going to – the more clauses you have in a sentence, the more mistakes you're going to make. And you can get a 7 or higher and really only have a few different complex sentence structures and then a few different compound, a few simple sentences. That's all the variety you need. And so you don't need, in fact, like you don't need any sentences with 3 clauses to get a 7 or higher. If you just have a few complex sentences, conditionals, relative clauses, that justifies the variety needed for a 7 or higher. So don't allow yourself to go beyond 2 clauses because you don't have to. And it just leads to not only wasted time, but also more grammar mistakes. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, so I've seen a lot of students go through this same mental process where while they're writing, they are coming up with ideas, they're doubting their brainstorm, and they're just adding stuff. So this never turns out well, guys. First of all, you usually end up going off topic, you're wandering. Second of all, your paragraph comes out disorganized, which leads to lower cohesion coherence scores because the sentences aren't linked together in a logical, coherent way. So simple way to solve this, guys. In your brainstorm, make sure you write everything you need in your body paragraph. Organize it exactly the way you will in your body paragraph. So topic, sentence, reason, support, right? Yeah. Organize it all in there. And then when you're writing, do not allow yourself to add anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Like everything you need in your paragraph is in that brainstorm. And guys, you're not graded on the impressiveness of your ideas. So don't think like, oh, no, this is a better example. Just use the example.
Yeah. It sounds like this listener is not using 3 steps. She's not taking that separate brainstorming step, or she's just kind of brainstorming while she's writing.
Yeah, exactly. And that inevitably leads to disaster, lower scores, and increased anxiety. Yeah. So guys, something that we just added to our course, it's a writing live demonstration package. We're working on adding that now. So I've already used it with a couple students and they have said it is amazingly helpful. Cool. So what it is it's videos with me. And I'm planning, writing, checking all the possible essays for task 1 and task 2 and just narrating my thought process the whole time. So you see exactly how to apply it, how I apply it. And it gives you a more realistic expectation of what you need to do and how to organize your time and your thought process. So if you are in our course, just email me, jessica@allearsenglish.com. And then we could sort out adding that writing package for you. And if you're not in our course, you need to have the writing strategies first and go through the lessons before you could even understand what's happening in these videos. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. So helpful. Above all, let's not get stuck in perfectionism. Let's know what to do when we feel that sense that we're getting stuck and we're starting to procrastinate, right? Do we reach out to someone? Do we, you know, start a course, get in the right study plan? What do we do? What's our action to take to get out of that?
Exactly. I think the reaching out is the key here. I think this is why our closed Facebook group in the course, it has become like such a huge benefit of being in the course is, guys, like, don't let perfectionism lead to paralysis, right? Mm-hmm. Don't let this desire to be perfect or this unrealistic expectation or this inability to answer your own question, don't let that just stop your progress, right? Don't let any of that stop your progress, guys. Like, reach out to us. We're here to help you. Yeah. That's why we do the podcast. That's why we make the videos and the course. That's why we do everything, is to help you guys. So definitely just reach out to us.
Yes.
You could send us your questions. Maybe we could do a future podcast on it. But the best way to get in touch with us is to be in our course and then in the Facebook group.
Exactly. And guys, leave a rating and review for this podcast. If you love this show, if you listen 3 days a week, go on over to iTunes and review us. And you could also leave your questions there. We do read those reviews and we will announce your name on the show, guys. So thanks for your reviews. Awesome. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Cool. Well, This is a deep topic. I feel like this is something we could both just go on about, giving personal examples of successes and failures with being a perfectionist. But guys, don't feel alone. We are with you. We have to fight the perfectionist in ourselves every day. Yep. You can too.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. There are specific projects that I could name right now that we're struggling. I'm struggling with perfectionism on. But we're working through it too, right? We are also committed to reaching out, getting help, keeping the wheels moving. Yeah,
totally.
That's the key right there. Yep.
Exactly. And guys, thank you everyone who's helping us with developing our app as well. Because that's something that we've reached out to you guys for. And just amazing results, you guys. And that's why we're going to be adding some stuff that you have asked for very soon.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right. Awesome. And if you guys haven't downloaded that app, last thing to do, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Check out that app for All Ears English. Very cool.
Awesome.
Okay, Jessica. It's been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Enjoy your vacation. Have fun. Have a blast. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited. Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys all about it.
Definitely.
Later.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.